Louisiana-born fashion designer Billy Reed had his spring runway show yesterday in Florence, Alabama. It's part of a weekend where high fashion meets southern hospitality at Reed's annual Shindig in northwest Alabama. NPR's Debbie Elliott was there.
Billy Reed's design studio is in a circa 1900 building in downtown Florence, Alabama, population 40,000. Reed has been creating his internationally acclaimed line here since moving from New York after 9/11. This is his wife's hometown.
At that point, we just sort of made a life decision to sort of base our work around our life, not our life around our work.
He says there's a strong sense of community here in the Shoals, the region along the Tennessee River in northwest Alabama, known for its rich music history. Aretha Franklin recorded her first hit record here. Now, thanks in part to Billy Reed and another acclaimed local designer, Natalie Channon, this has also become a fashion and art hub.
Florence is this little town that is performing way over its weight.
That's Birmingham chef Frank Stitt from Highlands Bar and Grill, named the best restaurant in the country this year by the James Beard Foundation.
But there's a German potato salad with a fig relish.
Several hundred people are dining in the courtyard of the local art museum. They include Reed's customers from around the country, along with regional artists, foodies, designers, and musicians. It's Reed's attempt to share what inspires him and showcase a changing South. Living in Florence keeps him real, he says, but also means he has to work a little harder at times to overcome some stereotypical assumptions about the place. Shindig started 10 years ago when he hosted a party for fashion journalists to get a feel for his line and the cultural flavor here.
We try to create sort of Camelot for a weekend, basically, where it's just everything is wonderful.
We are St. Paul and the Broken Bones, all the way from Birmingham, Alabama. We are honored to be here at Shindig.
Billy Reed's sense of hospitality and eye for fashion come from his mom, who ran a boutique out of Reed's grandmother's old house in Amite, Louisiana. There was a kitchen and parties. He describes it as steel magnolias set in a clothing store.
You know, kind of through osmosis, it stuck with me. I just wanted to feel the way my mom's store felt. You know, it just had that sense of home, and you just, she put you at ease, and she could sell you a lot of clothes. She was very good at it.
After working for other fashion companies, Reed started his signature line with a single piece 20 years ago.
It was a simple white button-down shirt.
With the kind of details he couldn't find elsewhere. Now he's got 12 stores, and you see his designs on celebrities, including Drake and Daniel Craig, who wore his own Billy Reed peacoat in a Bond film. In the last decade, Shindig has grown into a weekend that draws creative people who are tops in their fields, whether it be design and music or food and drink. People like Whole Hog Pitmaster Rodney Scott of South Carolina and Alba Huerta, owner of Julep in Houston and a leader in the craft cocktail movement.
There's energy here to be around creatives that are actively defining their own regions of the South, and that's very exciting.
For Billy Reed, the creative culture on display at Shindig is part of the broader story of change that started here decades ago.
As bad as everything in the outside world was happening in Alabama in the 60s and 70s, there was, at least for a brief moment, an oasis here in Muscle Shoals where people came together and made this wonderful music. And I think that shows hope. That shows character. That's meaningful to me.
Reed says he hopes the experience of community at Shindig can help build on that spirit. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Florence, Alabama.